All right. As far as the injuries go, really from the game, Jamal would be the primary one. His knee swelled up, the same one that he had hurt last week, and then the ankle that he had sprained earlier in the year, he had some issues with that on that one play during the game. And so he's a bit tender today. Bailey and Hemingway have not passed their test as of yet, so they're still going through that. As far as the game goes, you obviously can't have the penalties and the turnovers that we had and against a good football team and come out on top. And so the positive things out of the game were that we did put ourselves in positions there to score, and in particular down the stretch. But again, turnovers nulled that, and these are things that we can fix, and we'll do that. We'll get it taken care of here over this next week, and make sure that we address some of these issues and continue to get back to better fundamentals, where we're keeping our hands in tight and also hanging on to the football. Time's yours.
Andy, what did the Cardinals show in that final minute and a half that you guys didn't feel comfortable challenging vertically in the 2 minutes?
Well, we had a couple of verticals called. We just weren't able to get it accomplished there. So they did a nice job of covering them. And I've got to make sure that I dial the right things up in those situations, you know, to be able to do that. Yeah.
Coach, on the Travis Kelce fumble, did you see it the way that the review resulted?
Yeah, I can't, you know, I mean, we're not allowed to talk about all that stuff, so I'm going to just kind of hold on to that.
Do you plan on submitting anything to the league?
Yeah, I can't get into all that. I mean, you know.
You started Albert Wilson yesterday. What did you see out of him, and what led you to decide to go with him over Donnie Avery?
Yeah, I thought Donnie needed to just step back from, he wasn't quite up to full speed for the week before, and wasn't anything of effort or any of that. I mean, with Donnie, he's coming off of that injury, and he just, you know, I thought he'd need a little more time. So, and then Albert's been playing well, so. And he did a nice job. He'd like to have probably that last one back, but other than that, I thought he had a pretty good game.
The issues that you're having on the offensive line, is that a problem that you can solve in a couple of weeks, or does it take more time than that?
Yeah, I think most of these issues here, that's the positive that I take out of this. I mean, as frustrated as we all are, right? I think the positive is there are some things we can do here to fix the issues. They're not things that we can't work out.
With Jamal Charles's injuries, how much did that affect? Because he only had 12 touches yesterday. Mm-hmm. Coming back into the game, how much did that affect the ability to utilize him properly in the second half?
Yeah, well, I can't tell you he was 100%. Or feeling 100% there. Not that probably anybody is right this time of the year, but. I think that was, he wasn't feeling great. But, I probably still could have given him the ball a few more times, yeah.
Did you notice in the second half Arizona maybe put more guys in the box to try to take away the run game? Did you see anything from
that? Yeah, they did. They loaded it up a little bit. We came out running the second half and had a little success. And then to some of our formations, they put a few more people into the box. There were some things there, though, we had an opportunity to take advantage of with the pass game. So that's kind of how you work it. We didn't get everything done there we needed to, obviously. But
defensively, you guys helping the 1-5 in the red zone again, the second season. Mm-hmm. How's that helping give your offense at least a chance later in the year?
Yeah, no, that's big. Along with the two missed field goals, I mean that's a big thing. And you'd rather stop them out wide, but to not allow them to score touchdowns definitely puts you in a position take care of business. And we did. When you really look at this thing, again, you try to find positives in situations like this. The positive, we had the ball in our hand going down the stretch with the ball just outside the 20 when the fumble took place. And we were on the move and for either a tie or a win. And so you can't, with the negatives, you can't forget the things that you put yourself in a position to do. So, and we did gain some yards throwing the football, which were positive yards. You just, again, you can't have the turnovers and there along with the penalties. When you get in a long, when you have a penalty on a drive, your percentage of having a successful drive ended up in a touchdown are slim. I mean, the percentages go way down. And so, whether it's a holding call or an illegal procedure call, now you're kind of playing back into that other team's hands. You're playing an uphill battle there, and you don't want to put yourself in those positions.
Coach, you mentioned that last week you needed to do a better job of moving Alex Smith around in the pocket to put him in a position to make plays. I feel like you did that. You accomplished that goal.
Well, you saw three or four times there that we moved him out of the pocket and first play, I know you saw, and then some of the other ones there, right? So, we tried to make an attempt on doing that. Some of his best plays are in the pocket, so we feel comfortable doing that. Got to do a little better job at times with the protection. Obviously, the sacks were we had too many sacks.
With the way the 2013 season second half ended, and then when you look at these last three games, how do you apply the lessons learned from that period to now, especially because you're still alive in the playoffs?
Yeah, no, we are, and so you do have to learn from that. We put an emphasis on finishing, right? And so now you're down to the last three games, and so you put the clutter of the playoffs and all that out of your mind, and you focus in. This is how you take care of finishing. You take care of the game that you can control, and that's the one that's taking place this week. And then you get back to continue to work on your fundamentals, improving in those. Those are things that you can control. The techniques, those are things you control. And the rest of it, you get out of your mind and go play and let your personality be a part of that and play with energy. So that's how we're going to approach this.
Given the way the last three games have gone down, as you mentioned, what's the team's mentality right now?
Yeah, well, I think the obvious is that they've lost three games. So I think it's important. I'll meet with them here after we're done. I think it's important to see where you're at and the position. You look at the tape and see the things that could have been if we just take care of a couple of the problems. And you have to be real with that. You have to learn from your mistakes in order to do that and be real with that. So... That's how we'll go about it here.
Last two.
What did you learn from Joe Mays yesterday?
Yeah, well, I thought Joe played physical, downhill football, which he did a good job with right there. So,
in your experience, when you send things to the league, you ever get anything back that makes you feel better about the call or what you saw or what you were questioning?
Yeah, well, no, they you try to learn from them, and good or bad, I think they do the same thing. I mentioned this, I think yesterday, last night that, the game's over. So it doesn't really matter what I think or what they thought, because the record, the game stands. So we lost the game, whether they're right or wrong, we lost the game.
Andy, what have you seen from Alex these past three games? I mean, he's faced some challenges, but it seems like he's done what he's done.
Yeah, listen, we all have room to improve. And so I think Alex would tell you the same thing. And so that's how I think he's going about it. I'm going about it. I think the team's going about this. And there's been some good, and there have been some things we can do better.
Last one, DJ. The team prepares this week after dropping the three straight, but coming in, playing the Oakland Raiders, the first of these three losses, what does it mean to come back and play a rival?
Yeah, well, it's Raider week. I mean, that's one thing. And that you really you throw records out when you play each other, and then you just play good AFC West football, you know that it's important that we get in. We study the Raiders. We didn't play them that long ago, but you got to go back and study them and learn from some of our mistakes there and some of the things that happened the last couple of weeks here, and play some good football on Sunday.